USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tons of rain has caused flooding in Texas and Louisiana. Patrick Burke of the National Weather Service says river levels will remain high this week.
One of the big weather stories that's going to continue for a long while now is all of the flooding along the major rivers. The whole length of the Mississippi River is essentially in flood stage now, and other tributaries out towards the Missouri River and places in East Texas. That will take a long time to drain.
Chairman Adam Schiff of the House Intelligence Committee says that Congress must fight to preserve its oversight rights before the judicial branch, pushing back against the White House's efforts to block them.
They're just stonewalling. They want to draw this out as long as possible, and we're going to fight it. We are fighting it.
Schiff on ABC's This Week. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
A portion of the Houston Ship Channel has been reopened after a collision between a 755-foot tanker and a tugboat that was pushing two barges. John Clemens reports.
The Houston Ship Channel has been reopened to one-way tow traffic only. Greg Bierman, a spokesman at Unified Command, tells us one of the vessels carried 25,000 barrels of a gasoline product called Reformate.
There was significant damage to one of two barges. Only one of the two barges has actually released product. The other barge is thought to be completely intact.
At the time of the collision, there was a queue of 33 vessels inbound, with 27 outbound, with 91 vessels stationary called Anchorage.
Western Panama was hit by a magnitude 6.2 earthquake. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was centered about 30 miles northwest of the coastal city of David. At least one person was injured, and some of the buildings there were damaged. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A Democratic presidential hopeful is among those calling for more regulation on Facebook. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent with more.
After Facebook co-founder Chris Hughes called for the social media company to be broken up, California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris told CNN's State of the Union that breaking up Facebook needs to be seriously looked at.
There are very few people that can actually get by and be involved in their communities or society or in whatever their profession without somehow, somewhere using Facebook. It's very difficult for people to be engaged in any level of commerce without. We have to recognize it for what it is. It is essentially a utility that has gone unregulated.
In a New York Times piece Thursday, Hughes said co-founder Mark Zuckerberg has turned Facebook into an innovation-suffocating monopoly and lamented the company's slow response to Russian agents' violent rhetoric and fake news.
Former Defense Secretary Robert Gates saying the Taliban is still a threat if the U.S. withdraws troops from Afghanistan. On CBS's Face the Nation, Gates saying Sunday the Trump administration must be assured that the Afghan government will be stable if the U.S. is going to withdraw its 12,000 troops. Gates saying there could be grave consequences to a premature withdrawal. And the top movie in the U.S. and Canada over the weekend, still Avengers Endgame. Second was Pokemon Detective Pikachu. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.